once again from Gary's basement. It is Friday.
We're not actually live, though, are we?
Yeah, we're live right now.
Well, yeah, but no
this
one's,
is happening in the moment.
But no one's listening right now.
But it's live to
recorded
us.
Live.
But that's like
Gary's basement.
There we go.
Yeah, does that make you feel better?
It's
does that make the voices in your head?
It's the little things.
Quiet. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Spitballs Fire once again.
Fire.
In your sweet ear holes.
Gotta love those ear holes.
All right, so how's everyone going?
We just discussed this.
They can't hear.
I'm going
well.
Well,
they didn't hear the last one.
I'm going well.
How are you, Matt?
Fine, Kyle.
How are you, Gary?
Excellent.
All right,
caliente.
Muy caliente.
Muy caliente. CC.
So does anyone have anything important to note? Anything to bring up before we delve into our topics?
I don't know if this is an important topic, so to say. But,
as Gary makes quotation marks.
We just started watching Scrubs again from episode one, season one. We're trying to like get through it, and we're trying to get Chad hooked on it.
Yeah, just I don't.
But
think
so
it's
far,
happen.
The only thing that's like keeping his attention is Dr. Cox, which you know is understandable.
Yeah, yeah,
he's probably like the second best character. In yep. the entire series.
And he likes seeing Sarah Chalk get naked.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Who is your favorite character?
Mine is probably JD, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
He's good.
Mine isn't so much a character as is the relationship between JD and Turk.
Ooh, the bromance.
The bromance.
The original.
I don't.
The OG.
Are they the original bromance?
They are the original bromance.
I don't know. We have to look back in TV history.
Well, I mean, speaking of bromance,
would you consider
Crockett and Tubbs a bromance?
Yeah, I would.
Starsky and Hutch.
I would go with.
So that's back. We're already back in the 70s. There,
Cliff and Norm from Cheers.
Yeah, that's pretty.
They had a pretty good bromance, but that term bromance was not in use.
True.
Back then.
True.
I'm talking like our generation.
Just because we didn't have a name.
Well, they
for
put
it.
A label on it, but they weren't the first one for sure.
It's true.
Okay.
So other than that, then no, nothing important.
All right, I'm just going to start with some things that I hate.
Ooh, I like this. I wake up every morning and do this.
Number one, bathroom sinks with no hot water.
That would be my bathroom sink.
Okay,
sometimes
so
it just takes a while to get the hot water.
Taking a piss, you know, already in a public restroom, lots of bacteria floating around. And I'm trying to, you know, do the right thing, wash my hands. And I'm fucking getting lukewarm to cold water.
Yeah, but
not doing a damn thing.
As long as you're getting soap on those bitches, then you're probably golden.
It just doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I'm like by myself, but throughout the entire summertime, I hate hot water unless it's like a shower. If I wash my hands at work or at home during the summertime, it's always cold water. Nobody wants it to be 80 degrees outside, and you fucking wash your hands in fucking 80 degree water.
No, I do. Actually, no. I want my hands to more like 100 degree water.
Oh, fuck that.
I want it to be as hot as possible. Like, I almost like to, like, be at the cusp of, like, burning my hands when
what
I'm
are you,
washing
germaphobe?
Them. I guess kind of. I don't know.
You have a little token, like Putty on Seinfeld? He's like,
I do have
yeah,
a thing about
2 years germ free.
I do have a thing about keeping my hands clean because of touching my face and all that,
yeah,
all that stuff.
That's a very OCD.
Yeah, it is a little bit. But I don't know. What were your thoughts on this, Matt?
You know, I can kind of just take it either way. I mean, cold water, hot water, whatever. I mean, it's really I'm kind of with Gary on this. It's really the soap that's doing the work.
Doing the legwork, yeah.
I mean, water is just the solvent for it. So.
All right. So you guys prefer like really hot showers or just can you do lukewarm?
I go the hottest I can get for a shower.
See? That's how I feel about showers. That's why I wash my hand.
Like
where that comes in.
Well, I mean, that's more of an overall feeling to the body.
That's
like
true.
It feels good being under hot water. I don't need to wash my hands in that hot water cuz it's like it's a fucking 10-second process.
Versus, it also has to do with the fact that I have cold hands all the time.
Versus a 10-minute shower to where you can just relax. You're not just sitting there at the bathroom sink with your hands on the water just going, Ah, this feels good. Contemplating life.
Sometimes I do
like
that,
like you do
though.
In the shower.
Sometimes I do that when I have to poop.
Running through fucking bogus scenarios. You're like, I can see Kyle right there just at the bathroom sink with his hands in there. And he's just sitting there with his hands under some hot water.
His life is
just
flashing before his eyes.
He's just like, yeah, you know, if somebody ever broke into my house, this is exactly what I would do. Oh, yeah.
What?
People think about that shit in the shower. They're just like sitting there like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm enjoying the shower. What the fuck would happen if...
It's getting deep.
I don't know.
My house ever got broken into. What was the scenario? Like, what would I do? And then you go through it all in your head. And then before you know it, you're like, yeah, I've been in the shower for like 20 minutes. I need to get out already.
I would call Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's.
Okay. Liam Neeson's.
Love Neeson. Neeson's. Liam Neeson's.
Some Neeson's.
And some Bruce Willie.
And some Bruce Willie.
But yeah, I'm with you, dude. I got to have a fucking hot as I can shower. I don't
like,
know why.
As hot as I can, and then just a tad bit more.
Yeah, like you're just like, once you get acclimated to the initial heat, you just want a little bit more.
Just a little bit more.
Alright.
Take it to
next
11.
Next thing you hate, because I think we spend enough time on washing our hands.
And showering.
And showering.
I hope that we're all showering regularly.
Hygiene,
that's all I care about. Really.
I actually just showered.
Mm. I did too.
That,
I also did recently, about last hour.
Nice.
So we're all very clean individuals right now.
So probably
fresh and
like
so
clean. Fucking clean. Awesome.
We probably do.
I try to go for no smell.
Speaking of showers in general, though, no water pressure in the shower head.
Nope.
Possibly
the
one
worst
of the worst things ever.
Yeah.
I like crowding next to that spigot that sticks out of the wall because it's terrible.
Are you talking like a hose hookup?
No, I'm talking like when your shower head has no fucking pressure. I was trying to be fucking
sarcastic,
but apparently I'm fucking failing.
You are. It wasn't a good one.
It was terrible.
The best shower I've ever had was at the Blue Chip Casino. And not only because it was very roomy and it was all tile everywhere, simply because of the shower head and the pressure that it gave. Like, it was just like, here, Gary, I'm about to piss on you. I was like, I love it. I love it. I love it so much. And it had three settings. And I enjoyed all three settings.
Did you call the showerhead Mr. Kelly or
no,
Mr.
Not,
R. Kelly?
No.
Because you did say piss on me.
It did. That shower did want to piss
came
on
out
me.
Kind of.
I enjoyed it.
Like,
I enjoyed
be
it
peed
a lot.
On.
No, but shower pressure is a very important thing.
There you go. Steer it away from the
it's
pee
an absolute.
Like, I even went from on my showerhead, I went from a... from like the standard, you know, like pressure or whatever,
yeah.
Like the standard, you know,
standard
you got
spray.
The holes everywhere.
Yeah.
Standard spray. To the like pulsating one.
Yeah.
But it didn't really pulsate, it was just like it's a more slim line.
Right.
Spray,
more of a jet stream.
But it's a higher pressure.
Right.
And I'd rather have that over like overall like girth
spread
of
out.
The shower spray.
Girth.
I love
these fucking words.
You're using some great words to describe your shower.
I'm serious, man. Like, it's all about pressure.
And girth.
It's all about pressure.
You had some weird things on your mind today. Just floating in the subconscious.
It's all about pressure, huh?
It's all about pressure.
Speaking of pressure, there's a lot of pressure in those shorts right now, isn't there?
What?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either.
Oh, it's trying to make a joke of Gary's recent sex life.
Or lack thereof.
You know what?
Yeah, before you started on your joke about what we used to eat. Remember that thing you used to eat, guys?
Yeah, I'm not going to bring that up.
Okay, thank you.
Although I do like that joke.
You do. You love to drop it in. Just air mail.
It's a good joke, man. Have faith. You'll get yourself.
Okay.
But yeah, dude, the fucking... The hotel or motel could be a shitty... Super shitty, but if the... the shower pressure can... Like, the pressure can make up for it. For the shittiness.
That's true.
Alright, last thing. This is an OCD thing probably, too, but fuck it. Excessive amounts of receipts.
Yeah. Agreed. Whatever chance I get, like, if I always try to pay my debit card... For one, it comes out of your account automatically versus credit. which is always like a day or two later. Mm-hmm. So I like seeing everything posted online as soon as it happens. For two, when you go debit card, they either ask you, hey, do you want a receipt with that? And you can say yes or no. Or, I mean, I guess you could do it with credit. I just simply, like, as soon as I see it say approved, I just walk away. I'm just like, hey, thank you. I don't want that fucking shit in my pocket.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll come home and I'll have like 18 fucking receipts.
It's horrible. Well, I feel like convenience stores and Walgreens and such are really do a good job of fucking asking you. But
true.
Restaurants are just like, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's your five fucking receipts.
Yep. Oh, always. It's always the original.
Or
if
the original.
Then you gotta sign the merchant copy, and then you get your copy, and then you get a copy of
Here's
the original.
Here's a copy for your records, for your taxes, just in case you want
to
file
it.
Or
if you go to, like, Target, you get one that's 9 feet long.
Oh, yeah, those. Because
they write out, like, the first chapter of Moby Dick for you, and then every subsequent visit, you get the next chapter and the next chapter.
Well, I mean, how effective is, like, because you were talking about the long-ass coupons, because that's basically usually has to do with there's a coupon in there on your receipt, or there's a survey to fill out. Whoever does that, I know I haven't.
Yeah. I've never filled out a survey on my receipt.
The surveys like, hey, you fill this out or call them and you win $1,000. I've never once heard of anyone that's ever won it. And the stupid thing
because
is,
no
like,
one ever does it.
I've heard of more people winning Powerball like multi-million-dollar jackpots than I have of anyone winning a fucking in-store $1,000 bullshit, give us your customer feedback. So I think they're just dangling it out there. I don't think it really exists.
It's just like the whole point of going into debit card and being part of the beast is that there's not going to be paper trails, right?
Exactly.
But what do we have? Just more fucking paper.
You know what my favorite receipt is? To go like
no receipt
Instagram.
At all.
My favorite receipt is Chick-fil-A. No matter how you pay, if you pay by cash or you pay by credit or you pay by debit, every once in a great while you'll get that just like extra 4 inches of receipt that says congratulations, bring the receipt in and you get a free chicken sandwich.
See, that's the better way to go.
Yeah.
No surveys, no fucking rebates.
It's just like, hey, go online and fucking enter this code in, and you get a free goddamn
chicken
sandwich. From Chick-fil-A, people.
Yeah, from Chick-fil-A, no less.
Yes, that is the best receipt ever. And I'm always, every time I go there, I'm just like crossing my fingers. I'm just like waiting for it.
And then
you can tell, like, I've been there quite a few times, more enough than to know, like, when it's coming out of the, like, the register or whatever, I know that if it's a second or two longer, I've won, and it makes my day. It really does.
The little nuances of life.
It's the little things.
It's the little things. Matt, you got anything you hate a lot of things, but I mean, you got anything that really is sticking out in your mind right now that you want to get off your chest?
I don't think we have time. I mean, we only do about a 40-minute show, so.
Yeah, we only do a 40-minute podcast.
Mostly closer to an hour, usually.
Okay, but we only do it once a week, so we definitely do not have enough time to go through Matt.
I was just trying to get maybe one thing out of him.
You know what I hate?
I guess if he doesn't want me to go down that road, we won't go there.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing that I really, truly hate.
Well, okay. There's one little one that's, like, easy, and I think everyone can kind of get behind me on this one.
What's that?
It's people that use up all the ice cubes in an ice cube tray and then put the ice cube tray back empty.
Oh.
Just go fucking hang yourself. Please. Do society
a favor.
That's also
do
on lines of...
Do society a favor. Unless you were fucking drunk and making mixed drinks, that's the only... like allowable excuse.
Dude, even when I'm drunk though, I still think in the back of my head,
oh,
like, man,
I
gotta refill this.
I do too.
I just wanna say in our household, I don't really ever use the ice.
True.
And the other day I was doing dishes and I see this ice tray just sitting out. And I'm just like, why is this ice tray just sitting out? And my first thoughts were you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see you use ice almost every day and
I'm
every
an
drink
man.
That you have.
I like ice.
It's good.
But then I also see Chad use it sometimes. So I don't know who left it out.
But here, It's not so much that you use the ice tray and it gets left out. That really doesn't bother me. It's the using the ice tray and then putting it back in. It's like I just got done sucking down a Coca-Cola cola. That sounded weird. And then you just put the empty bottle back in the fridge. Because I want to keep the bottle and the air inside of the bottle cold. Just in case I ever want that.
What's worse, no ice cubes or one ice cube in the tray?
One ice cube. You fill the rest of the shit up, man.
One ice cube is acceptable because in case you just need one for that highball glass of like Jim Beam.
Nope.
You know, for a man that doesn't use ice cubes, you really shouldn't have
them. I mean, when I want to use them and they're not there, that pisses me off.
I will say that you have an excessive... it's not even an excessive. It's a... A very large amount of ice cube trays.
We only have six.
Good, excellent.
And no, I love it.
See, I'm used to a freezer that has the automatic ice.
The ice machine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It really is.
But it's a beautiful thing.
Not all of us are high up on the horse.
Jesus Christ. Matt, you know what I hate?
Me?
I hate it when I have laundry in the dryer.
Oh, here we go.
And the next person that goes to use it.
Here we go.
Takes my perfectly clean, dried clothes.
Oh, no.
And sets them on top of the dirty, linty dryer. Because they got to put their
roommate
clothes in the
feud.
Dryer.
Man, if only,
ding, ding, ding.
If only said person had a clothes basket.
Huh. If only said person would bring them. I mean, I know my room is a mile away from the dryer. But, I mean, if only said person
Matt.
Could carry my clothes into my room like I do your clothes.
Oh, excuse me, where were my clothes last night?
Right here on my chair.
Yeah, in your room.
Not on the fucking dirty dryer.
Well, when I got up this morning to go get my work clothes, we can discuss this later. For now, let's pretend we're friends.
With knives.
Let's pretend. I don't think we need to pretend. I'm just saying, don't put my fucking clean clothes on the dryer. That's all I'm saying.
Shots have been fired.
Well, that's like your opinion, man. Prove it.
Next.
All right, let's switch to movies. I watched a little movie called Prometheus.
And what'd you think?
All right, I wrote some notes.
Good lord!
I like your
literally
new
got a page of notes.
You left your old notepad here and your new notepad.
I know.
Like
I had
four
to,
times
we're,
the
we're
size.
Really lucky. It's high school rule and not college rule. Cause I'm pretty sure you would have gone
sure
to town.
I'm sure it's college rule, and I will fight you on that.
All right.
Again. Prometheus, one of the most visually striking movies I've ever seen.
It's pretty good.
Even more so than Avatar. I think it looks better than Avatar.
I like it. Avatar is really bright, and it's meant to be that way.
It's very bright and CGI and very beautiful, but like, I don't know. I was just more struck by
Prometheus,
yeah. I don't know. It just had a more like realistic.
Yeah, it definitely feels more real.
Yeah,
it does. Because it's not like overly CGI.
Yeah,
it blends in really well.
Yes, like there's probably a lot of CGI in Prometheus also, but it was just I don't know. It looked fucking amazing. Okay, number two, people are really stupid in the future.
Yeah, well, people are stupid in movies in general.
Who the fuck willingly sacrifices their freedom to investigate a fucking serpent creature? In a goopy black mess on a planet that you haven't landed on.
Some people are fucking
just because
like
you're a biologist and you're like, oh, it's okay, little guy, we scared it.
Well, you
it's
know what?
Like, are you kidding me?
If you're that invested into your work and whatever, you're probably going to go the fucking extra mile to be like, all right, what the fuck is this? I don't care. Like, yeah, it's probably danger, but I need to know.
But I think we have a perfect real world example that recently happened that actually kind of gives credence to that people will do that, and it has nothing to do with like people being stupid in the future. That whole 100 they had 100,000 people sign up to go to Mars knowing that they would never come back.
Yeah,
basically for just the fucking knowledge of it,
the experience, the curiosity of it all.
So
I understand, but does your curiosity really I understand your curiosity subverting your common sense sometimes, but this is a fucking snake, like a serpent snake on a planet. Like, you're not gonna, I don't know, just knowing me, like, in my lizard brain, like, I'm still gonna be like, yeah, maybe I should not fucking, like, touch me. I don't know. It's just me, though.
All right, next point.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Michael Fassbender's David was the highlight of the film.
It was.
Acting
it really was.
In every way an android might when curious and disappointed of his creators. So one of my favorite is like when they have he has the exchange with the main male character, and he's disappointed because they didn't find the engineers alive. Mm-hmm. And he says, "Well, I just want to know why they made us." And David asks, "Well, why did you make me?" He's like, "Cause we could." It's like, "Well, would you be disappointed if the engineer said the same thing about you?"
Yeah.
So like that, I mean, that's pretty. I don't know. I just like that part a lot.
It's a logical point.
But
that kind of melds into the whole like theory that we live in a holographic image of like our world, like we were created.
Like it's all a simulation.
Yeah, like a simulation. Like people got so smart and they got so like good at making like simulations that they made us, and now we're doing the same thing, and we can make our own simulation, and it just carries on and on, and on and on.
So like, what, we're like the Matrix?
Yeah, pretty much. But I mean,
the Second Life is our creation.
But except for there's no like escaping it. We're just like in a computer program.
We are the seventh iteration, and we are becoming exceedingly successful at
version 7.0. Except for it's probably more like version 1,200,000.
Ballparking it, huh?
0.
But yeah, I don't know. I just
1,200,000 thousands.
I knew that he was gonna be. I mean, I've heard he was gonna be really good in it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't disappointed
Naomi
one bit.
Was like excellent in the film.
Yeah, she was really good too.
I love her so much.
I haven't seen her in anything else.
I haven't
though.
Been disappointed by
you
any
haven't
woman
seen
named
the,
Naomi.
The old girl in Dragon Tattoo movies.
No, I haven't seen the Swedish version.
No, you've seen the second Sherlock Holmes. That chick. You haven't seen.
I haven't seen any of the Sherlock Holmes.
Game of Shadows, Book of Shadows.
Oh yeah, the first Sherlock with what's his face is terrible, but the second one's a lot better.
She's in the second one.
I don't know, man. After I watched the Sherlock, the BBC one with Benedict Cumberbatch, I'm like, it's not going to be any better.
The miniseries, really?
It's better than the movies.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, well, we can say really a million more times or we can go to the next point.
Really?
I'm just saying, man. But yeah, so like, he in the beginning of the film, like, he's awake and everyone else is in the cryostasis as they're traveling to the planet. And obviously he wants to be as human as he can. He actually adores some human beings. He watches Naomi Rapace's dreams. He's watching Lawrence of Arabia, and he's like dyeing his hair like Laurence Olivier. And then as the movie like goes on, he becomes like less and less interested in wanting to be like human, because he feels like he's like superior to them once he starts to discover the engineers.
Which he is.
And I like the fact that they didn't... They could have easily turned him into, like, an evil character. Because when he started... Like, when he poisoned... Well, not poisoned,
yeah.
But
well,
when he poisoned...
Yeah,
he did poison the guy. Because, you know, he's like, well, in the name of science, you know, how far would you go? He's like, I'd go as far as it's necessary. And he's like, all right. And he didn't tell him, but, I mean, that was the answer he needed to hear. But... They could have, like, easily just, like, after that moment, they could have easily turned him into, like, an evil character. But he's just so morally, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Morally Stout. Ambiguous.
We'll go with
he
that.
He doesn't sway to either side at all.
Which makes sense, because he doesn't really have morals.
Right, exactly. So I really enjoyed that they didn't, like, make him, like, an evil character, because it really would have messed up his whole portrayal as an android. Alright, next point. Would really Scott be interested in Mass Effect? Because I'm sorry, but like those first fucking 15 minutes, I'm like, this is Mass Effect, dude. Yeah. Like, this can happen.
Yep. I hope so. I'd like to see Mikhail Blomkin and Ridley Scott get together. The Michael or Mikhail guy, he's the one that did. He was part of District 9 and Elysium, which just. It just screams like Halo, Halo,
I haven't
Halo.
I haven't seen Elysium. I don't
Elysium,
know.
Elysium, I saw. It's excellent. I mean, it's definitely a lot about like class warfare and healthcare rights and stuff like this wrapped up in a big science fiction ball. So it's good.
All right, next point. Why was the engineer so against killing us? Did he believe he would turn into... Did he believe that we would turn into their other
so
experiment?
So against killing us? You mean he was so for killing us? He was trying to kill us.
Oh, that's right. Why was he so for... Why was he so, like...
trying? Why was he trying to kill us?
Yeah.
I think his... Well, one of the theories that was said in the movie was that, like, we were a mistake and they were trying to basically erase us.
Right. I guess what my whole thing was, obviously, whatever they were creating on that planet, and it was rumored by the captain that it was biological weapons, and it turned into that. I don't understand how they think that us, as just a regular creation, would turn into something like that, and like, why would they want to kill us? Like, he was just, once, like, that was his first fucking thing, like, he tore David's head off, you know?
Yeah.
And he tried to kill everybody else. And he really didn't care about explanation or anything.
I think Ridley Scott was kind of going for, like, I think he intentionally kept it vague. I think a couple of the possibilities could be, like, well, they made us, and then, like, say they flew off and kind of forgot about us. And when they came back to check on us, we were, like, you know, we were catching up or what, you know, they could see the writing on the wall. You know, we were eventually going to branch out. So they tried to. They were either making something to destroy us or whatever,
or they were like they thought that maybe we would start to make weapons like they tried to,
and do
something like that. I don't know. Like I guess I kind of understood that point afterwards. Because I'm honestly, my first initial thought was, when they were gonna go talk to the engineer. And he puts his hand on David. Like, I thought that he was going to accept David and, like, kill the other people.
Yeah. I thought that too. But, yeah, when he rips his head off, I was kind of like, what?
Yeah, it was definitely a shock.
There's an alternate scene to that, the scene you're talking about, and the engineer actually talks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you ever get a chance to check that out, it's actually a... When they chose not to have him talk, and I think it makes it better. Because I forget what he says or whatever, but it's better that they kept it really kind of like...
Yeah, I like how they kept it vague, and I would...
Left a little bit more for the second movie.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy, and I'm definitely interested in a second movie when they are headed to their planet, the engineer's planet, so... Alright.
Final...
Oh. Other point, just because we stopped one engineer from flying to Earth and destroying mankind, do the rest of his people not feel the same sentiment?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder... Yeah, see, I think that's got to be all for the second movie.
Right. Because that was my thing, like, they shot him down, like, they did a good job, but, like, aren't there other of his people maybe wanting to come kill us, or was he just, like, a rogue one that just had...
Oh, well, I think... I don't know. Honestly, I'd have to watch the movie. I've seen it a couple times, but whatever. So, what are your final thoughts on it?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was a really, really good movie. It stuck with me. I still thought about it a couple days afterwards, which is a sign for me. If I watch a movie and I just forget about it, then that's kind of my thing.
What you need to watch is just, there's this video on YouTube. It's two guys sitting there. One guy doesn't talk the entire time. He just looks at the other guy like all like bewildered, like, what the fuck are you talking about? But the other guy asked probably 50 questions about Prometheus that they never answer in the movie, that has nothing to do with aliens. And it's just crazy. It's like, he's like, so why did this happen? And he waited a little while and just like, all right, what about this? And he makes pretty good fucking points. Like, There's a lot of plot holes. Yeah, there's a lot of plot holes. There's a lot of unanswered questions that are in the movie that you're just like...
Well, the unanswered questions is... That's what it was intended to do, but I'm sure that there might have been actual plot holes that...
It's a good video to, follow up on.
Like, one of the ones I caught was, like, at the end of the movie when she had 30 seconds of air before reaching the pod, and then she gets in there, and then the engineer comes to... kill her, and she ends up escaping outside. Like, so her suit just regenerated air, or what was the deal? Like, they never talked about that again. So that was the only one I really found, but overall, it was really good.
Overall, really good movie.
Yeah.
Really good sci-fi movie.
Yep.
So, Gary, why don't you talk about the movie that you were supposed to watch.
All right. So, I was supposed to watch The People versus George Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And my takeaway on that movie was, like, not really what you would expect, because...
Just shut up.
I mean, I
just
didn't watch it.
Just shut up.
I'm sorry.
Dude, you were, like, all about, like, you gotta watch Prometheus, you gotta watch Prometheus. Okay. And I spent the 2 hours and 40 minutes of my time, but you couldn't spend an hour and a half of your time.
A gentleman's agreement abandoned.
Yeah.
Hey, I tried to.
I feel betrayed.
I tried to, but Matt said no.
No, Matt said... Oh.
Matt said, we're watching Scrubs instead.
And Matt's your master now?
And commander.
Yes.
I'm Russell.
I'm sorry.
You peer pressured by Matt again.
I'm sorry, man. I'll get around to it.
No, you'll get to it next week, and you'll have a full report for me.
All right. How many pages? How many words?
You just have to have some, like I said, what I got here, just some bullet points. I mean, I just figured a Star Wars fan like you would probably raise some questions, and you'd probably be interested.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising that I haven't seen it.
You know? Just saying.
You know, man, all right. Well, that'll be next week's topic.
All right. Hey, do you want to transition into friendships?
Yeah. Here, cue the transition music.
Well, I was actually going to edit in.
Or do you want to do a Star Wars trivia?
I don't have one queued up.
Okay. We'll start with friendships, then we'll transition to that.
Friendships?
You need to have, like, the, what was it, the fucking, like, when you call a number and, like, you transfer to the switchboard and, like, you get those beeps and shit? For, like, international calls and stuff.
I think we should use the old dial-up tone for AOL Online.
Yeah, that would be fucking awesome.
Gagum, gagum,
bam. All right.
That was way better than the last topic. Never mind.
Wow.
So what about friendships?
Well, you know what we're talking about, how...
Mine and Gary's is over.
Well, it could be once you guys are done living with each other.
Fucking knife fight coming up.
Fuck out of here, man.
I'm bringing a laundry detergent to it.
Don't make me.
But whatever. I feel like we're old, like we're at the age now where we've basically got rid of friends that we care to not associate with or really don't have any bearing in our life anymore. And we've only kept the actual people that...
I agree. When I was younger, there was people like... I had my friends and I had people that I could like stand that I would still hang out with. But as of right now, there's like people like I actively avoid because I'm just like, at
like
my
you
age
see him in
where
Walmart,
I'm at right
you
now,
duck.
Like I don't want to be around you because you're going to do nothing but bring me down. So
me
fuck
down.
You. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
You know, I'm going to be shitty, but I don't want to hang out with you, and I will go on my way not to hang out with you.
Yeah. I think the whole, like, person that brings you down thing, like, I got rid of those, like, a long, long time ago. I was more referring to the people that, like...
Well, I'm glad I'm still here.
I made the cut.
Hey, I'm glad I'm still here.
No, Matt's glad he's still here.
That's probably true.
He's only got, like,
what's Matt's thing every time that we really get in on him? I'm going to get new friends.
Oh, I'm getting new
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Whatever, there's people online.
Second Life people.
Yeah.
But no, like, fucking, I got rid of those people a long time ago. I was more referring to the people that, like, they're like the fringe friends that you see them, and like, yeah, you're kind of in a group or whatever, but you're never, like, going to call them specifically or...
You're never going to be part of the A-team.
Exactly.
See, back when I was in like right after high school, we had A team friends, we had B team friends, and we even had C team friends.
So basically, like you label as that, I label it as like the core friends, the fringe friends, and like the tertiary friends.
The
tertiary
friends. That's a way better way to.
I refer to it as the nucleus.
Yeah.
And then the first orbital shell. And then after that, it's just the uncertainty cloud.
Oh, I thought that you were describing your personal bubble.
That has layers, too.
But I was thinking about it, though. another thing that is a mark of a good friend, if you can hang out with them by yourself.
Yeah.
Like just you and the other person, and you got nothing else to do, and you're just hanging out.
That's true.
So, like, I can name off all the people, like Matt, you know, all, like, I have, like, five or six other friends like that. And I think that's a good sign, because I've been with fucking people that I shouldn't be hanging out alone, and it's, like, super awkward, because it's just like, hey, man, so, like, just trying to start the conversation.
How's that thing?
Yeah.
And they just like
trying
a woman,
to be interested in their lives when
good.
I'm not.
Good.
See, the way I look at, like, my friendships right now is not only what you said, like, the, or what I said, like, the AB, or the A team, the B team, the C team, but in my A team, I also have, like, different divisions. I have, like, the pot-smoking division.
Oh, you mean just different groups in the team.
Like, the potheads.
I got you.
And then I have, like, the geeks, and then I have, like, really, like, they're still part of my A team, and I hang out with them all the time, but it was, like, the people, like, I never thought I'd be hanging out with. Like, there's also that group.
Like girls?
And then there's girls, which...
Stay on the offensive. Work the body. Work God. The body.
It really sickens me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, girls of Spitball and Fire, you know? I'm a real cool guy. I have an entire fucking, like, you know, dresser full of Star Wars figures. And like,
hey, we're not going to turn this into a dating program.
That's pretty awesome. I have a Star Wars blanket. Like, I mean, I'm a pretty cool dude.
Come girls, I don't know, is it plural? Is it really plural?
It should be. It really, really should be.
But no, or like, it's not to say that I also have those people that like I don't talk to you at all sometimes, and then I can pick up and it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, exactly. There's always those people
like
that you
Andrew,
don't ever see anymore,
as
but
we could
when
all
you see them, but when you see them, you're just like, dude, what up? I haven't seen you in fucking ever, and it's just like, it just goes back to like, they're automatically at the top of your list.
Yeah. Who can, exactly. And Matt, then, how do you feel about all this?
What do you mean?
just friendships in general. Like you
I feel like Matt only has one.
They're a necessary evil. I probably have.
So we're all kind of on the same page, though. We have like the levels.
Yeah, we have levels.
I have acceptable closeness.
Yeah, you can tell how good a friend you are with Matt with how close you can sit by him.
Yeah,
it's true,
pretty much.
Or how much you can play gay chicken with him.
Sometimes
that too.
Too much.
Holy shit. All right, we're bringing that up, huh?
It had to be.
Kyle and Matt.
I just want that bird in Matt's brain forever. Because it probably is.
We were actually just talking about that like an hour ago.
Oh,
Chad and I.
I was just going to say, because I was
talking about you guys doing
ago.
Gay chicken.
Yeah, what did he say?
He was just like, well, I forgot exactly what we were talking about, but he goes, whoa. I never kissed him. Matt's the one that kissed Kyle. He's like, there was tongue, all right? I didn't go that far. And I was just like, Jesus Christ. I got to go do a podcast with these fools.
Dude, I just don't... I'm just really surprised, like, how bad Chad is at that game.
At gay chicken?
Yeah.
You think he'd be really good?
Yeah, you think he would be. But
he's probably better at Metro Chicken.
It's all facade.
Burn. I don't think it's
how
burn.
Do you play Metro Chicken? Is it like know. Who like you put on skinny jeans and then the next person puts on skinny jeans?
No,
and
they
then
have
like
to put
a
on a
shirt,
skinnier pair of jeans.
And then that person puts on a tight shirt and puts on like a hat, like a hat, a short, like a I don't know
what it,
a fedora.
A fedora, yeah.
Yeah.
A bowler. Like,
is that
hat?
Would that be Metro Chicken? We're like, oh,
it's,
no, it's too gay.
It's like
too
dude,
gay.
It
wouldn't
dude,
be too gay, though.
My
like,
V-neck is way
too
deeper
metro.
Than your V-neck.
Too metro. It's too metro. Oh, my God. Darren Leak.
Yeah. I feel like the only way Metro Chicken can end is, like, with a fashion dance-off.
Yeah.
A walk-off.
Yep, a walk-off, judged by David Bowie himself.
Yes. Changes.
Oh, my God. Cold-blooded. All right, so is that all we got tonight, or you want to queue up a fucking Star Wars trivia?
We're only at 40 minutes right now.
We're only 40 minutes? All right. I don't know.
Who's been watching preseason football? We got to get going on this.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be.
Yeah, I was actually gonna get you guys thoughts on that. How are we gonna do football season?
My first immediate thought before Gary opens his mouth again is that the Chargers are fucking terrible. Oh my god, are they gonna be fucking terrible? I watched one series during the Chicago Chargers last night. I saw fucking Phillips get knocked on his ass 3 times in a row.
He's not good anymore.
He could not stay upright. His offensive line was just kind of like, I don't know if he forgot to pay the buffet bill or what the fuck happened, but old boy, they need to go get something. I don't even know where to start. They need something, and they need it now.
Dude, all I know is last week I was watching the Panthers and the Bears. First fucking possession the Bears had, cut it through an interception, and a smile just crept on my face.
Yes. Fuck you.
It's coming.
That's not a precursor. So, I just want to talk about our league for a little bit.
So what's going on with our fantasy league?
It's us three.
It's just us three?
No.
That's really sad.
It's us three. Randy Newman, James, my brother.
I don't want to play if Randy's playing, because Randy plays in like 9 different leagues.
No, he plays on 1 different league.
Another.
And Clark DeFluter. Clark DeFluter. And what we're doing is six-man Legacy League.
All right, what's Legacy League?
League is after this year, you get to pick one person on your roster to carry over to next year's league.
Oh, okay.
But only one person.
That could be really good or really bad.
It could be. But after that 1 year, you have to give them up. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get them back. What we do is when we do our draft, and it's going to be a snake draft, it goes up and then it goes down. And if that one person you want that was on your league that you picked last year doesn't get chose again, you get to bring him back on. But, I mean, we're talking about 10 people, 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wait. So you're saying he can be drafted by someone else next year?
He can be drafted the third year.
Oh, the third year.
The third year.
Gotcha.
But if he does get drafted, then you can have him 3 years in a row.
Oh, I get you. If he falls out of the draft, I got you.
And what we're doing is because it's a 6-man league, we're doing 2 quarterbacks, 3 running backs, 3 tight ends.
3 tight ends?
3 tight ends.
Holy fuck.
No one uses 3 tight ends.
3 flexes.
Okay, I like
that. A defense and a kicker.
Okay, I like the flexes.
Yeah. We're doing 2, 3,
that's
3,
a lot of tight
3.
Ends, dude.
Yeah. Well, no. No, 3 flexes.
I know, but you just said 3 tight ends.
Sorry.
3 running backs?
No, you're 3 running backs, 3 wide receivers, 2 quarterbacks, 3 flexes.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
And then a kicker and a defense.
Because after about the top 5 tight ends, you're really fucking reaching.
You're fucking digging down the mud.
Yeah, dude, it fluctuates a lot.
No, it's gonna be a really good league because we have a lot of stipulations to where instead of nothing happening when your quarterback gets sacked, it's just pass if you throw an inception or
interception.
If your quarterback gets sacked, then you're going to lose points no matter what. It's not just a wash or whatever. It's not only positive points for him.
Is already set up through...
We're going to set it up through ESPN.
ESPN.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of little things that make it more interesting because it's only a 6-man league.
Are we going to have a live draft party?
I want to.
I'm in. Matt, are you in?
I'll be present.
You have no choice. You're probably going to be here.
All right, I'm down.
And we'll get beer. We'll get we'll cater out or something.
Well, I'm really glad that we brought that up. But I was more or less kind of getting your thoughts on what we're gonna do when football season starts. Covering it on the podcast. If it's gonna be a separate thing, or if we're just going.
Yeah,
to,
well, I think just
we're just gonna have a
just
section.
Because. Yes, we're gonna have a section, and I think we should open up with it. That way we can open up with it. It's fresh in our minds. We can get out of the way and then go into the rest of our podcast.
I'm down with that.
That's just what I
Because we're all going to want to talk about Notre Dame football.
Not only pro,
which
but
is
college for sure.
Opener, August 31st.
August
31st, Temple.
Yep.
Yep. The Temple Owls. The Domers versus the Owls.
I mean, in all reality, like home games, we should try to.
The Rumble in the Religious Jungle.
We need to do the podcast the night before because there's no way you're going to do it after tailgating at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm totally down with sticking to this Friday.
Yeah. We're going to be way too drunk after tailgating.
Yeah. Friday schedules are a lot better because after we record this, it's all downhill.
We're at like 45 minutes right now. Can we talk about after last week's podcast what the hell happened exactly?
In terms of what?
In terms of like we were just sitting around. It was a late podcast.
I'll tell you what the fuck happened.
It was like 10:30, 11 o'clock. And we're just like, hey, you know, let's go to the bar and we'll talk about
podcasts. Oh my god, yeah. Oh, I know when it happened. This fucker over here decided he wants to start ordering Jager bombs. And then it just was
Jager
all
bombs,
downhill from
Jager
there.
Jager bombs.
Yeah, we went out after last week's podcast, and it was just like a, hey, you know, let's go out and get some beers. Let's just talk about fucking the podcast.
Keep the shit.
And we did that until Matt ordered shots, and then we all ordered shots.
And then we came home,
I said,
and we drank more.
I said, I don't want to leave the bar until we're stumbling home.
That was your first mistake.
And Matt kind of stumbled home. He had to carry our
Gary was my sled dog.
He had to
Gary
have a hand on me
dog.
The entire.
And did the
walk
most
home.
Passive aggressive thing I've ever seen. Just
don't
walking by.
Say anything about that.
And then what do you do?
It's a federal offense.
And then what do you do? He fucking passed out on the front lawn.
Yes, he did pass out on the front lawn.
I don't
and then what
that.
Happened?
I don't
His lockbox.
Oh, lockbox. Oh, this
hey, lockbox.
This
what
is
you
a
tell lock us about your lockbox.
Nothing
lockbox.
Going.
Talking about my stomach.
What happened right after you said the lockbox line?
You guys gave me more rum and
I threw up.
It always has to start with somebody else.
You went upstairs and grabbed that rum.
Yes. No, I did not. No, I did not. You walked down with it.
No, Kyle didn't grab it. I didn't grab it.
You walked down with
it,
Gary.
In the freezer.
I distinctly remember.
Can
you
I just say also
it.
You dyed me the fuck out? I'm trying to like not drink it anymore, and I do the whole move where I'm like, first I do the whole move where like I swing it back, but I don't put anything in my mouth, and I do the Ooh. Face like I drank something.
Nice.
I give it back to you. Well, we were so drunk at that point. The next time I get it back, I don't even unscrew the cap, and I just like swing it back. And Gary's like, "Hey, you didn't take that drink."
I called you out, man.
And you know what? It was horrible for both of us because we ended up finishing that bottle.
Why is it called diming it out?
I don't know.
It's
Look
very
that up.
Strange.
Matt, you know how you talk about you need to be...
Is that when you call someone out, you like send them to prison for 10 years?
Maybe.
I've actually never heard that before.
Diming them out?
Diming them out.
Yeah, maybe we're saying it wrong.
No, I've heard people say that.
I know, I've heard people... I heard
that's
you
why,
say it.
That's what I mean, so... Matt,
it's just...
that's your assignment for next week.
Yes.
And you're also supposed to be monitoring the social media.
I am.
That's your job now.
I got my fingers in it.
Yeah, I was
talking. I checked Twitter about a month ago. So
I was talking about this earlier
God
today.
Damn it, man.
With some coworkers, they're like, "So your podcast, or whatever." I was telling them all like our jobs. I was like, you know, Kyle pays for the website, I pay for the server, and we all bought this mixer, and we all got mics, and Kyle is like the front man. He fucking leads this podcast. And I fucking edit the shit.
I try.
They're like, well, what does Matt do? What does Matt pay for?
He does
like,
things.
Well, Matt, you know, he kind of wakes up like a half hour before,
all disheveled looking.
And he comes downstairs and he just sits there and he gets on his rants and then he gets pissed off and then I mean that's pretty much what Matt does.
And he's bored by the topic even though he doesn't bring up any.
he's just like, yeah, next topic. No, I think we should.
I'm the
next topic.
Like the I'm
next
the catalyst. Topic. I'm the catalyst. I'm the catalyst. I make things happen.
You better start making shit happen. That's all I got to say. But hey, listen, Andrew Myers, shout out. I hope that you enjoyed our analysis of Prometheus, even though Gary got a little bored and started surfing the web there.
Yeah.
Were
you
no,
playing
I,
video games? Like,
I, wasn't,
were
I wasn't bored. I was trying to look up Star Wars trivia. I couldn't find it.
Gotcha. It's sad that there's not going to be one.
No, we should try to see if Andrew wants to Skype in.
Yeah, I know he will.
Skype in, or at least fucking figure out how to work that damn cell phone patching.
Yeah, that too. We're working on that.
Actually, Matt, that's your job until it's done. Cell phone patching.
You figure out how to
fucking
patch that shit in. All
right, I'll
that's
call
your
up.
Job.
I'm going to give Steve Wozniak a call.
All right, you do that. I'm glad you're good friends with him.
Yeah.
Co-founder of Apple, by the way.
All right, so we all have assignments. Matt, continue with his social media monitoring
Gary.
And patching in cell phones. Gary, just watching an hour and a half movie.
Yes, documentary.
You want to assign me anything?
Just stop being Kyle.
A bigger heart. Really.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
All right, bye.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Spitballs of Fire. We'll talk to you later.
Down in the dumps. Peace.
Bye, ya.
Down in the dumps?
Why not?
I do enjoy... can I just say that I really enjoy the fact that fucking... We caught your last response when you said peace out, and then like the last little snippet of the podcast is like, oh, peace out? What the fuck is I saying?
I also enjoyed that. Are you trying to get up right now?
Shut your fucking mouth!
Hey, it's hard, you know? It's hard.
Come on out here,
I like your shirt, by the way.
Hey, do you want to go get food?
Yes.
Chipotle?
I'm real hungry. I just put a fucking taco baby in there right now.
Let's do it.
Now are we out?
I already ate, so.
Whatever, dude. Mic off.